Money grows on the tree of persistence, a Japanese proverb. Hello, everybody. Welcome to yet another episode of the Game Changers podcast. My name is Quinn Sejus, and it's a privilege and honor to be here with you as usual. My next guest is a young man who has a passion for financial literacy. So much so that he's taking the knowledge that he's got and empowering others to do better. His name is Joe Charles, and my privilege and honor is to introduce him to you. Hello, Jojo. How are you doing, man?
I am blessed and highly favored. How are you?
I'm great, man. That's a perfect way to start this interview. Right? You know, I've been following your content on social media for some time now. And, you know, I felt the need to reach out to you because what you're teaching, I believe, is a necessity. So I'm happy to have you on.
Yes, brother. Thank you very much. It's a privilege and an honor to be here to share, you know, with the public and with young entrepreneurs, business owners, investors, just like myself, coming up in this industry that I'm in, you know, to really share with them some powerful insights and some discipline. Yeah, what it really takes to get to where we need to be.
For sure. For sure. So let's start out with some introduction. Tell the people a little bit about yourself.
All right. Well, my real name is Joe Charles, right? But they call me Jojo Charles for short, the fisherman, the trades, right? Captain. All right. But I'm a humble guy. I come from a very humble background. I am 35 years young right now. Right? I came from a nice little village called Dow Village South Outpost, or ITB. Right. Really, you know, I'm located in Trinidad and Tobago. Nice, beautiful island located in the Caribbean. Nice. And I have, you know, had a little complex journey coming up. You know, a little complex journey coming up. And I always saw myself in, you know, becoming more, becoming better,
right?
You know, do great things because I believe my Heavenly Father has made me great, right? So despite my coming up, you know, I was a school dropout. I didn't get to finish school, you know, my parents ended up departing, and that kind of leave a toll on me. And that kind of had me, you know, taking different routes in life, you know, in my young teens coming up. And, you know, running afoul of the law and going through a lot of, you know, process coming up, you know, all there on your own, trying to find your way. You know what I mean? And it's really good to see how God has really guided me through it all. And I'm victorious at the end, right? But it's basically a nice interview to show my starting coming up.
Beautiful. I like that. All right, so we see that you had a tough journey coming up, and then somewhere along this journey, you got an opportunity to advance your life, to become financially literate. Tell me about that.
Okay, cool. Well, coming out of school and being a school dropout, I went into the area of fishing. So that's what I do. That's what I did majority of my life, right? I did fishing coming out of school. So the sea was kind of tough. You know, the sea was kind of tough. We couldn't really make money to take care of our family, take care of ourselves. Today we hold fish. Next month we hold no fish. So it was kind of really tough to stay financially stable, financially independent, you know, making money off of the sea. So I was literally looking for a way out, you know, looking for something else to do. Even though I might get a little side hustle, I might get the work some construction, take a little land work here and there. You know, it was always a hustle, nice. And I was really looking for a way out. I was looking for something stable, something to really put me on a path to where I can be free from the system, be free from, you know, the governmental structure of capitalism, you know, be free from, you know, being overworked and underpaid and being controlled by a boss. And I was just looking for a way out. So I was just searching, seeking, and, you know, they say seek and you shall find, you know, and I came across this opportunity where I was exposed to this information about the financial industry, right? And I decided, well, you know what? This information sounds very valuable. As I see it's legal, ethical, and moral. It sounds valuable. And I think this information, if I put it to work, it can do something really great for me. I never looked at people who were rich, who had big cars, fancy suits, house, you know, plenty of money. All I looked at was what this information could do for me personally, individually. Could I find my peace in this information? Not just looking at what somebody have and say, yeah, that person have a lifestyle that I want, but what this information can do for me. And that really drive me to put my life into this thing and study it with my life. It's like no turning back, burn my bridges, you know. There's no retreat, no running back to a job, no going back to nothing. You're going to go through this process and you're going to get rich or die trying, right? You know, and that's the mentality and mindset behind it. And I decided to, you know what, I'm going to study this thing with my life, but I'm not going to take the route that everybody else is taking because a lot of people are following the masses. You know, I look at the part where I have to be hungry. I have to be sacrificing. You know, I have to be focusing on the soul and not money. And I had to be taking all these trials and tribulations, up and down, good and bad, right and wrong, and making the mistakes and going through the experiences, going through the emotional wreck, taking the risks and doing all of that. And I decided, listen, I'm going to learn this thing. I'm going to master this thing. I'm going to take this thing and use it as my gift, my purpose, my passion, my fulfillment, right? And this thing have to pay me, you know, that's the kind of mindset I went with. The financial literacy behind it was actually just studying the right thing, studying money, studying business, studying investment, how it works, how it operates. Look at the successful people who have strived in this business for years and never fail or fall. Look at the people who actually fall and get back up 7 times, get back up 8 times and actually make it. You know, so I look at many different parts of it and I started to get very financially literate with that. So I started to read some books about AI. I started to read some books, as I say, by the Bible was one of them, right? And I saw in the book of Ecclesiastes, you know, God talk about the law of investing. And all this make me financially wise, you know, financially wise about how to maneuver, you know, what to do, what's the mindset behind it, what's the discipline behind it, you know, what's the patience behind it, you know, all these different things that I've learned. And based on coming from a fishing background, we would have to use some of these ethical, you know, these characteristics, some of the traits that I've learned from Christian, I actually use in the financial market itself. And patience was one of them. As a fisherman, you have to wait on the right tide. Sometimes you got to wait on the tide, right? You got to wait, you know, for certain things. So definitely I use that in, you know, in the industry that I'm in. So that really, really put me ahead of the masses. When it comes to financial literacy, understanding this industry and how it made up and what I need to do to become successful.
Great. Great. Now, we've both mentioned that you're in the financial industry, but I know in particular, your focus is foreign exchange. Tell us a little bit about that market and how did you get involved in Forex in particular?
All right, next. When we say Forex market, right, which is foreign exchange, right? So Forex is short for foreign exchange. Now, there's a lot of things that are traded on the foreign exchange market, which means it's not just currencies, like different currencies like the pound and the US. And there are many other things that is, right? There are different asset class, different instruments, different pairs and stuff, but that's all made up of part of the foreign exchange market, no matter what instrument or pair or asset class it is. Nice. So when we talk about Forex, we could trade anything. We could trade crypto, we could trade indices, right? We could trade stocks, we could trade gold, commodities, we could trade anything on the Forex market, right? That financial industry. Nice. I like to look at it as a bigger landscape. Right. But when it comes to Forex, what made me focus a lot on Forex itself is that the Forex market itself is the largest financial market in the world. Not commodities, not crypto, not stocks, right? The Forex market itself is the largest financial market in the world. And that's where all the money is. You know, we are connected to the world as well. That's where majority of the money is, in approximately a $6.6 trillion industry. That's where majority of the money is. Right? So that really made me focus there, because where the money is where I want to be. Right? It's actually...
Right.
Right. So when looking at Forex, we're looking at a wide variety of instruments that can be traded on the same platform, like your MT4, your MT5. Right? Or your TradingView, you could look at many different, you know, and on those MT4 and MT5, MetaTrader 4, MetaTrader 5, you can pick out whatever you want to trade and actually trade it. Nice. But we call it trading Forex, but we really trade in any instrument. Nice. Across the board. But what really make me stay, even though you can trade something like indices, and because it's more volatile, it moves more pips than the normal peers in the Forex market, I was still focused on Forex. Nice. Even though you can make more money, the faster you can make it here. It's because there are some things that you can see and understand in the Forex market that may be a little tricky in these markets, right? So you will find I am trading certain cycles only on gold, GU and EU. When I do see certain indices, I will invest in it, but I have my timing to invest in those things. I don't invest in them just any and anyhow. So you know they call me the Warren Buffett of Forex trading, right? So I have a really in-depth way of how I read things. I understand a lot of things that a lot of people out there in the public domain don't understand. So that's what kind of get me into Forex and what actually made me focus on the Forex market.
Interesting. Very interesting. Now I'm seeing that you took the knowledge that you learned and then transformed that into a business. I know that you have a pretty interesting business model. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, this business model, you know, this business model came out of learning the truth about the financial market and how it really works. Right? This business model is something that has been hidden from the masses. You know, like the Bible says, you know, broad is the way and wide is the gate, and you know, there's many who will go in and that will lead to destruction, and then narrow is the way and straight is the gate that leads to life. And this model comes out, there's only few that actually really finds it. Yeah. Only few people. Out of approximately 7 billion people in the world, there is only few people that truly find this business model and really understand it in its entirety of the different segments and aspects and stuff. And I was able to find that. And that came from the truth. The greatest currency in the financial industry is not gold, is not the US dollar, is not pound, is not the yen. The greatest currency in the financial industry is the truth. Do you know the truth? Once you know the truth, it will set you free. And this business model was made up from that, because it teaches us how the industry really works. It teaches us that the market is rigged. It teaches us that it's controlled by people. It teaches us that every business in the world have a business model, and every business model could be learned. It teaches that the market doesn't have a mind of its own, even though majority of people feel it's gambling and guessing. It doesn't have a mind of its own. There is a way to read certain things in the market. And once you could read that, you don't need indicators or these retail strategies that, you know, that is not consistent. It'll make you feel long term. You just have to trade in line with the people who actually make the markets. Because people like me and you, human beings, right? The market is not a true reflection of what is happening in the economy, you know. Fundamentals is one of the biggest manipulation concerning the entire industry, right? So this business model would have really test anybody faith or belief in when persons are exposed to like YouTube University and, you know, certain trading platforms that teaches for the retail trading and retail strategies, or some of the books that are out there. It will really test there, because everybody was exposed to something and it was intentional. You are trained to see only what you are trained to see, and you can't see anything else. That's how they blind people, right? So they have something happening on the other side of that screen, and then they put something else in the public domain, so you would never be able to pick up on what they're doing. And when you come with that mindset of what's out there in the public domain, and the blind leading the blind, and everybody's teaching it, you come and invest your personal money now, and it's them against us against them. Right, but we're not supposed to trade against them. We're supposed to join them, on their journey when they're moving price from point A to point B and take a ride and profit on that move. So majority of the retail stuff have them going against the people who actually make the markets, you know, with the indicators and the lines and all of that stuff. So that really, really is where the business model, that interesting model, right, came out from. And trust me, it's been happening since the beginning of time. It's still happening today, but a lot of people are blind to it. And I'm just here to expose them, you know, to it.
Very interesting. So we see that, you know, when you're very good at something, you tend not to want to share it with the world. That's where your marketability lies. But I'm seeing that you're taking it upon yourself to share it with the world, to share it with people. And I think that's pretty interesting. Now, I know that on the side of, you know, financial literacy, I know that you're very big on personal development. Tell us a little bit about that. Why is personal development so important?
Yeah, personal development is something very big on any journey, any assignment, any gift or any goal that you have, right? Because there will be challenges and you will feel to give up. They will feel to stop. They will feel to throw in the rag. You will feel to, does this thing even make any sense, you know? What really inspired me was the guy who invented the light bulb also. That's why one of the reasons I'm so big on personal development. I look at the person who invented the light bulb and he conducted 1,000 failed experiments. And the 1,001 actually worked. He became one of the richest men in the world. As we fail five times, you're ready to give up. Where did this man get this?
Right.
To fail 1,000 times and had the courage to go one more time. And that stand out to me and that stick with me all my life since I started, you know, looking at personal development, because I know this is the drive and the courage that you need in the world to do great things. Right? This is the courage you need. You don't need motivation. You don't need, you know, those things will wear off fast. Those things will die off when you start to go through obstacles. But you need a different type of discipline. You need that self-development, that personal development to do it even when it's hard, even when it's not working out, even when you don't see a way to keep on going, because the only way to guarantee failure is when you stop. Sure, it won't happen for you. But once you know you're on the right path and you're trying and you're trying and you're trying, something will eventually happen. And that make me start to study, it make me start to read, it make me start to look at people who make a lot of mistakes. You know, some people never recover from theirs, but some people did recover. So I like to learn from the both sides. It's like some people say, if you want a successful marriage, don't learn from somebody who have been divorced five times. I don't agree with that.
Right.
We need to learn from them because they made a lot of mistakes that we should learn from. And we want to learn from the people who never...
Yeah, they'll know what not to do.
Yeah, we want to learn also from the people who never divorced, right? They would have spent 40 years together. So we learn from the two sides. We are more powerful than both of them now. Both of them, right? So that really, really inspired me to say, listen, we got to fix our mind. To change your life, you got to change your mind, right? You got to see, you know, you got to know who you are. You got to know where is it, you know, who's your source, where you came from. You didn't come from Trinidad. You didn't come from St. Lucia. You didn't come from Barbados. You didn't come from Bahamas. You came from heaven. You have a God that created all of heaven and earth and every living thing in it. Do you know your potential? Do you know your ability? Do you know your true identity? Right? Do you know, you know, you have to create this mindset, this mentality, this psychological, you know, empowerment to push through, because any journey that you plan to go on, you're going to face these things. Right? And
for sure.
People who stop it, regardless of how tough it gets, they are the ones who come out victorious. Everybody else who give up, it surely never happened for them. And I know that in this trading business, I will have to risk some money. I will have to lose some money. I will have to spend some, you know, late nights, early mornings. I know I will have to go through some emotional wreck structures. I will have to go through some mistakes, make it a wonderful classroom. I know I will have to go through the criticism and the, you know, all these things, you know, about people not believing in me and, I had to believe in myself, right? I had to believe, because a lot of people tell me in the start when I just get started, Joe, don't do that. It's a scam. It's a scheme. It's risky. You will lose all your money. Thank God I didn't listen to them up to this day. But say what? God is good. And this is what made me really, really big on self-development.
Beautiful. Beautiful. I love that. I also know that, you know, as entrepreneurs, we are inspired by people. And I know that you're a massive fan of Miles Monroe. Tell me a little bit about that. What did you learn from his teachings?
Yeah, Dr. Miles Monroe, I believe God blessed that man. And I love that. I love the fact that he was so obedient to God calling on his life to sacrifice his own life to make sure other people's life become better. Because he could have become successful, take his family, go on a beach, you know, relax and just enjoy his own money, his own life, and don't come out and impact anybody or share his gift. But he was obedient, and I believe God, because of that, God will really touch him in different ways from a lot of people that I would have seen. And he was able to come with the kingdom message and break it down for a man who can't even read the Bible properly. He was able to break down that kingdom message about the message that Christ preached. And what was the priority of God and the kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven and stuff. So that really, really, really stepped up. You know, that really, really impacted me. And when I was looking at personal development, something just led me to YouTube. And as I clicked on YouTube and I type up motivational, boom, his picture, his video was the first one that came up. You know, and that was in 2020. Yeah, or 2019. Right. And I started to listen to it and immediately I was intrigued. I was like, wow, this message is powerful. You know, not just powerful, but it is empowering, which means it made me feel a type of way. It made me start to understand. Yeah, man, this is the message that the world is missing. This is the message that I'm missing. You know, and that really connected and resonated with me. And up to this day, every day I play his stuff in my house. My kids hear it, my wife hear it, they get fed up here. Trust me, every day Dr. Miles is played in my home. What I love about one of my biggest motivation and inspiration is actually the kingdom message. Yeah, the kingdom message, the four gospels. Nice, that is on the spiritual side of things, the Bible, right? The Bible is what motivates me. Especially when the part with do not worry about what you will eat, what you will drink, what you will wear. You know what I mean? Do not worry about your life. Look at the birds. You know, God showed me that in the early days. Listen, when you start your journey in trading, right, you don't worry. Just don't chase the money. Chase the skill. Everything will be added on to you later on. You know what I mean? Just chase the skill. If you chase the money, it will run from you. You will do like 95% of people who just get a job. You know, work for a salary, paycheck to paycheck, and then die. But only the pagans run after these things. So I need you to take a different direction. You know, be a kingdom citizen. Don't be religious about it. Don't be a Christian about it. Be a kingdom citizen, a child of God. Hear my word and listen to me and follow my law. And everything will be added. And that definitely take me to where I am today.
Beautiful. I like that a lot, man. I'm seeing the importance of, you know, having mentorship and following a leader, and the ultimate leader is God. But you're right, he does put people in on this earth, you know, to help guide the rest of us where we may fall short. So I love that. That's beautiful. Now, I know that as a young entrepreneur, you would have encountered issues coming up in the game. I guess you kind of touched some of them, but go into details as to what these challenges were and what do you think governments or states in our region can help do to alleviate these burdens.
All right, thanks. Yeah, some challenges they will go through. Number one, you're going to go through procrastination. You're going to start to procrastinate. You're going to procrastinate. You're going to procrastinate. Right? That's one of the biggest things people don't even start. You know, it makes people do evil.
Right.
You know what I mean? So procrastination is a challenge by itself. I'll do it later. 5 years pass, 10 years pass, you never do anything. Right? So one of these things I was also procrastinating a very long time ago. What I do now, I could have been doing years ago. But because of procrastination, and I believe at that point in time, the procrastination probably wasn't necessary because I needed to be more mature based on my journey. So God made me only pay attention to it at the right time. Nice. Because, you know, back then I would not have the discipline to be consistent and to be diligent behind it and pursue it, you know. So I believe it was good. Other challenges is, you know, overthinking things, being an overthinker. You know, like, really, I wonder how it will work out. What if it doesn't work out? What if it doesn't play out, you know? People go laugh at me, better I stay on my job, you know, better I stay safe, you know, better I don't take any risk, you know, better I just play it safe, you know, look for a permanent job and just, you know. And you have these challenges mentally, yeah? These challenges don't come from your 2 foot in it and just season up, but it comes from your mind. That's why your mind is something very important that you have to work on. Nice. Some of the challenges you will have when you now start in the process also is patience. Right? Everybody wanted quick. Everybody wanted to happen fast. You know, like people think in this industry that get rich quick. Nice. But one of the most dangerous things is to make money fast. Because you try to run past the learning process and go through and just dive into the earning process. And that can really hamper you long term, right? For your long term journey. So all these things, patience is the Bible says wealth gained hastily will dwindle away, but he who gathers his steps little by little will, you know, will acquire much. So I had to learn all these things in the early days because not having any money coming up, I didn't start with any money. I didn't get a jump start. I didn't get, you know, a head start. I start with nothing and I rake and scrape and, you know, I went and scrape up a little fish. I used to sell fish and shrimps and conchs and crab and, you know, because I born and grow near a seaside, right, by the bay. So I will use this now to gain my finances to pay for the education, right? I remember I had no money. I scraped a little money and put it into the bank, and I was a victim of phishing at that same time. I tried to use my card in the ATM, and somebody gone in my account and gone with all my money. So that was the last of the money I had. So I
ended
totally broken. And while I was just scraping, eating, hoping that I get back this money from the bank, I went and did a claim, did the claim form and all of that. And the bank started looking into it. They looked into the ATM. Well, they saw that I didn't take out the money. So they realized I was a victim of phishing or skimming or whatever they call it. Right? So it took me about 3 months to get back that money that I had there. And I had $1,500 and something. Nice. And when I was now getting started into it, The pay for the education was exactly $1,500. And I got back the money just in time when I had to actually pay for the education. All right? So God lined everything up. Even though I lose it on the road, it come back 3 months later at the right time. Because God knows if I had that money there, I'd have spent it out. I might have leave the opportunity to pass because, you know. So he lined everything up. So I take that full $1,500. And pay every single dime for that education, and I remain with no money in my pocket. Now, who do you know takes all their money from their pocket and actually pay for something and remain with no money? Majority of people will try to hold back the little that they have and say, well, you know what? This is all I have. I'm not going to spend this. You know, wait until I get more money, and then I will go and, you know, do it. But I say, you know what? Sacrifice is the price. I won't die. I maybe have no money. I go ask somebody for $20, I go reach home. I go ask somebody for the money, I go buy the bread, I go buy the soft drink, because all that time I'm living on my own, right? As a young guy, you know, 16 coming up on my own. Yeah. And I say, listen, I won't die. I put all the money out and just remain with none, and I just find my way. And I started to study. So when God see that, this man never tried to hold his money. He risked every single thing that he had that day just for some education. Something this man knows that, you know, a lot of people don't understand. You know, you don't try to hold back. Yeah, you don't try to hold back. Sometimes you got to risk it all. Nice. You might end up with a hungry day. You might end up with a hungry night. You might not have money to buy food, but you won't die. God feed the birds. He feed the fishes. Look at the lilies. He will provide for you again. Trust me. He will send the help, the resources, the money, finances. He will send the relationship. Your neighbor will give you something to eat. You could go and check a partner, get something to eat. Do what you have to do. Do not procrastinate. Don't hold back your hand. Show me that, you know, what you're putting out there, you mean you want success. You need a reward for it. Yeah?
Absolutely. Beautiful. So we see that if you could overcome these challenges in your life, people can do so in their own lives. So I like that, you know, you didn't give up and now you are flourishing because you didn't give up, and God bless you because you didn't give up. That's beautiful, man. I really, really like that story and I resonate with it a bit. I like that. That's beautiful. All right. So we're moving on to one of my favorite segments of a Game Changers podcast. It's called the Quick Hitters. So I have three rapid fire questions that I'll ask you, and you can give me the answers as quickly as possible. In 30 seconds or less, we typically say. Right? So the first quick fire question. Give me three quick finance tips. Go ahead.
Number one, sow, plant, reap.
Beautiful. Very, very simple. Very, very, very simple. I like that. Okay, next question. What is the best piece of advice you've ever been given?
The best piece of advice I've ever been given definitely is from the Bible again, which is the same one I was just talking about, the book of Matthew. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things will be added unto you. Best advice.
Beautiful. My final question. Now you have to help me get this person on here. Who would you like to see on this podcast? I know you have a good network. So who would you like to see here?
Definitely who I'd like to see here is one of my students who would have passed through the challenges that I would have teach them, coach them, and mentor them to pass through. Yeah, and actually see the fruit at the end of the journey.
All right, great. So you just send me the link. You just send me the name. And we can set it up. Beautiful. All right, sir. So we're coming to the end. Somebody is inspired by your story or wants to do business with you. How can they get in contact with you?
To get in contact with me, right? We are Fishing for Pips on Instagram, Fishing for Pips on Facebook, Jojo Charles, right? Fishing for Pips on TikTok. Nice. So that's the three social media platforms that we are on. So you can even Google Fishing for Pips, right? We are there also. Anyway, just type in Fishing for Pips and you will see me pop up, right? So you can connect with me there. Other than that, my contact number is 1-862-212-1994. You can connect on WhatsApp, or you can also connect on my email at joetcharles30@gmail.com. So that's joetetcharles30@gmail.com.
Beautiful. And as usual, we'll leave the links to your sites down below so people can get easy access. Before we leave, I know that you have something very interesting going on in the month of October. Tell the people about that and how can they take advantage of that.
All right, so what we have going on for the month of October is a promotion. The name of this promotion is Becoming Your Own Boss promotion. Now it's time for people to take action on their own finances, right? Because for years they have been building other people's dreams and building other people's goals. time to, for people to focus on their own dreams and their own goals. So what we're doing is, through this skill set, we are empowering people how to become independent investors, right? Learn how to read the graphs yourself, learn how to read the charts, right? Learn how to become a professional investor and take your financial future into your own hands, because we can see a lot of people are struggling to make ends meet. They are struggling to buy house, buy land, buy car with their salaries. So you cannot depend on one income. You cannot depend on your salary alone. You need to be in a place that you can multiply your money, because job's not going to do it for you, right? So that is what we have going on for the month of October here, with the Becoming Your Own Boss promotion, where two persons can also get connected for the cost of one. And we have a 50% off of the original tuition fee. Now, this two-on-one promotion, 50% off, is, some people are not able to come up with the money to be exposed to to the truth, to get coach and mentor by me and my team and show them how to do it. So this is an opportunity for them to now be able to partner with someone who doesn't have the amount of money also, but they just have, let's say, quarter. So 250 by 250, because the initial payment fee is 500, and they can partner and they will get connection, right, to all our communities and all our programs and coaching and mentoring and classes and everything. So it really, really open up a door for the ordinary man on the street to really get engaged, you know, to invest in himself and learn this skill set, a recession-proof skill set. So when the next pandemic comes and another one will come, right, you're going to be able to do like us in the first pandemic. We didn't have to worry about money, mm-hmm. right? We didn't have to worry about taking an injection or bills. We could have, you know, we were definitely, you know, financially stable and independent through the entire pandemic. We had, we get the opportunity to help a lot of people also who, you know, were losing their jobs, businesses closing down, couldn't pay their bills. We get the opportunity to use some of our profits on the financial market, and God bless us to be a blessing to other people, right? So that's what's going on in the month of October, which is, I tell everybody, I don't care what you're doing, I don't care what you're learning, learn this skill set. When everything else falls apart, you will be able to lean back on this, and this will be able to hold you up until better could be done.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
We love that. So guys, take advantage of this opportunity to expand yourself. Mm-hmm. Right? This is the end of what has been an exceptional podcast. I want to thank you, Jojo, for coming on. You have been a great guest. And I pray God's continued blessings on you and your family and this ministry that you are working on to educate people financially.
Yes, sir. And thank you very much again. It's an honor and a privilege for having me on. God bless you and your family also. And keep up the good work with this podcast, and keep reaching out to people who are empowering, impacting, and may your podcast grow over the years and definitely get the message out there to other people.
Great. Thank you so very much. Okay, guys. This has been yet another Game Changers episode. And to thank you for coming on, remember to like and subscribe going forward, and follow Game Changers on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts. Thank you for coming on. And until next time, stay hungry. And I'll see you then. Bye-bye.